Thank you, Mr. Chair. And since I had the chance to take the floor earlier this morning and congratulate you for assuming the responsibilities as the chair of the group, allow me to start by assuring you of my delegation's full engagement in the work of the group and of our support. Mr. Chair, my delegation associates itself to the working paper presented by the Group of Non-Aligned Movement and with the statement delivered by the delegation of Iraq on behalf of the Arab group, and reiterates the importance Egypt attaches to the discussion on emerging technologies in the area of laws. Egypt has always been a steadfast supporter for the work of the GGE on laws since its inception in 2017, and even prior to that, within the context of the meeting of experts since 2014. Egypt recognizes the significance of the CCW in regulating the use of the specific conventional weapons in armed conflicts. The emerging technologies in the area of laws require urgent regulation within the framework of the convention. Mr. Chair, the mandate of our group is stipulated in Decision 1 of the Fifth Review Conference of the Convention, stems from the agreed recommendations. This mandate is broad and could encompass under its framework future as well as current systems in the area of laws. In this connection, Egypt welcomes the consensus reports of 2017, 18, and 19, and the guidelines that were adopted by the group. However, we believe that those guidelines were developed with the aim to guide the work of the group and not to be operationalized on the national level, as this approach will not and might not result in the desired outcome for this group. Egypt is of the view that the agreement by this group on a working definition for laws and definitions for human-machine interaction and human control concepts would clearly guide our work and help determine the scope of any future legally binding instrument towards the prohibition of inter alia the development and manufacturing of such weapons systems, as well as regulation of existing systems that fall within our mandate. And until this objective is achieved, we believe that a moratorium on the development and manufacturing of laws is essential, without impediments or constraints on the use and transfer of the relevant emerging technologies for peaceful and civilian purposes, taking into account the dual-use nature of these technologies, and also without impediments or constraints on the legitimate security and military uses of these technologies and their applications. Thank you, Mr. President.
The Chair thanks the